You are listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. Expand your mind and keep it love.
Welcome back to episode 103 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. This is just going to be a podcast with some random thoughts, feelings, and things that I've been, you know, pondering the last few days and just contemplations, stuff like that. You know, sometimes I go kind of heavily into the spirituality and not negative, but just facts that are going on the planet, and it can get a little gray. So, you know, you always have to shake off that mud and stay positive and move forward. Always move forward. So, random thoughts, man. You know, in my own life, I've been kind of busy with my job and just circumstances at my home, everything like that, just making sure that everything is right and correct. You know how to maintain a family, you know, you have to dedicate time to it and make sure that everything is going the way it needs to go. So partially that, partially my career. I'm pretty busy at work and everything like that, and kind of borderline burnout. So last couple of days, this has been a kind of a big holiday. I haven't done anything since like Friday, May 24th. I've just been bumming out like a bum, you know, like half asleep, half listening to YouTube. But you need those days, you know. It's like you always have pedal to the metal, pushing yourself, always trying to, you know, get that upper hand, get that advantage, and putting a lot of stress on yourself, which is great, and that's what it's about, you know, maximizing. But equally, you know, as much as you push yourself, you have to also apply that place where you take, you know, you glide, and you just let the momentum take you. Very, very important, you know, to understand that. So I'm actually literally sitting in a park by my house. This is Edison, New Jersey over here, for those of you that know Jersey. And a little residential area. It's literally sitting in this park, Roosevelt Park, with a little MP3 recorder I purchased in New York City about, I don't know, last summer, I think? Late last summer. I haven't had a chance to really use it. I'm using it now. I tested it. It worked okay. Seemed to work okay mechanically. Little MP3 recorder. Little Sony. But I'm using it now. I'm sitting here with my black lab, my Jackson. She's sitting over here well-behaved. So, yeah, if you look at my YouTube video, you'll see occasionally slipping in and out of the scenes. She's the best. So, again, back to where I was, the random thoughts. You know, I've been just lazing out, just taking it easy, and it's kind of recharged my batteries. It's crazy, though, because you got to be careful. As you start relaxing, that pillow starts feeling a little too comfortable, and that rust starts building up on the joints. You got to kind of get up and shake out of it. You don't want to be in that state more than 2 or 3 days like that, because then you get real lazy and it's not healthy. But you need to have that balance in all things, you know? It does something to you, recharges your brain a little bit. And I was thinking, you know, let me get a podcast. I actually started one yesterday, and there was no energy in it. I was just kind of babbling, kind of repeating myself. And I says, well, you know, let me not do this. Not that I have the greatest podcast, but I try to make every episode of my podcast like a chapter, like something good that you're going to get something from. I don't like to just talk for the sake of talking. So I hung it up, and, you know, I feel, you know, I structured this one, completely different topic. Just like I said, random thoughts, which is a topic. So let me bring the dog out and check out this MP3 recorder and see how it works. So anyway, there's that. So I'm literally sitting in this park, like a little hut in the park. Okay, so yeah, I did a few things like I said, I've been off since Friday the 24th. This is, I guess, is Memorial Day. It is. I always mix up Memorial Day and Labor Day. So I've been working in my basement, organizing my clothes that were a wreck, because I had a whole mix-up of, first of all, clothes that I haven't worn in a few years, and they're all mixed up in my own clothing, which is a big no-no. And, you know, the transition between the hot and cold weather here. So the change of this New York City area between the hot and cold is tough, because clothing wise you get everything all mixed up. So what I did was I had so many bulky sweaters and things mixed up, I went to Lowe's and got some boxes, like the extra large moving boxes, and I basically folded up all my winter stuff nice and neat and put it in and labeled the box on the outside. So I put, you know, bulky gray sweater, Louis Vuitton, whatever it is, you know, whatever that I put in there. I don't have a lot of Louis Vuitton shit, but labeled it all up, you know, neatly, squarely lined up. And I filled up like 4 boxes of stuff that I really don't need during the warm weather. So it's neatly put away, and it freed up so much space for me. I was able to hang up like a lot of my polo shirts, my little college shirts, stuff like that, my kind of business casual clothing that I wear to work. I can just hang it up and visually see it, you know, hanging, which is always desirable. So I did that. I also kind of took my bench out of retirement. Haven't worked on it in a bit, in about a year or so, but I positioned it in my basement where I get a lot of stuff done, where I can actually start using it and see if me and the wife get back to working out again, you know, dedicated to that. So always got to stay in shape, you know, very important. So I got that done and just kind of just organizing a lot of other different little stuff, you know, the little room that I do my recordings upstairs on, you know, just doing a little maintenance there. So there's that. So let's get into a little bit. I'm going to get some random thoughts and just some stuff that's going on. About 3,500 BC, meaning 5,500 years ago, because this is the year 2019. So basically 5,500 years ago, man domesticated the horse on what's currently, in what's currently better known as Kazakhstan, or the Eurasian steppe. As you know, if you know anything about the Mongols and Genghis Khan, you know what that means already, and especially what they wreaked around the 1200s. So that's something to ponder on, really. And as a side note, if you're into that Genghis Khan and such, and that Eurasian steppe that during that period with the Khan, check out Marco Polo on Netflix, which is amazing. I think it's 2 seasons, and there's a character on the Thousand Eyes. He's crazy. He's cool. Chinese dude. He's awesome. Kind of like Master Po and shit. And then the next one is, let's see, Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. It's a podcast, and he gets into the reign of the Khan, you know? It's amazing, man. I don't think it's a freebie anymore on this podcast, but if you had to pay to listen to it, it's definitely worth it, you know? I go into all these different topics, you know? Just keeps me stimulated. So since man domesticated the horse 5,500 years ago, basically, it transitioned this planet from a checkerboard to a chessboard, as far as the game of living, the game of life goes, because everything just got a lot more faster and a lot more complicated and a lot more strategic. So we need to, from that point, 5,500 years ago, we really had to pay close attention, not to just the savages and the saber-toothed tigers and stuff that wants to literally eat you and predate on you, but now you have to worry about some dude literally 3 days away with the band of horses that could come and clean your clock literally in, you know, like 90 minutes, you know, and just pick the bones afterwards. So you had to really pay attention. That's why I have such great respect for leaders like Hannibal, Barker, and Alexander the Great and such, because they were just so phenomenal, you know? Not fictional generals, real-life generals. Let's see, where am I at right now? I don't want to pause this too much because it's hard in post-production to stick these MP3s together. So, where are we at? Since that time on the steppe, we know what transpired over there with that, with Genghis Khan and with the horses and such. The application of the horse as a technology to dominate the planet is amazing. Kind of like the nuclear technology and the whole digital technology that's being applied to warfare right now. As you can see, it demonstrated, you know, as they so gleefully blow people up and blow them apart, children and such, which I don't get. But anyway, that's a different subject. They have no voice. Poor kids. Yeah, I was online listening to Gary Vee talk about a few different strategies for the, again, this is just a random, like I said, random thoughts, man. So I was listening to Gary Vee online, and he was talking about, you know, strategies for social media, branding, you know, branding yourself, branding what you do, because when you start branding, you really start transcending everything around you, because sneakers are no longer sneakers. They become your brand, right? Your wine is no longer just a bottle of wine, but it's your branded wine, right? Even your talk is now your branded talk, which is what I do with this podcast. It's my brand. So I'm listening to him talk about the strategies for social media and how to apply your brands and stuff like that. And immediately I started thinking, he said the most valuable thing in social media right now is your brand. And it kind of sparked me to really start thinking of, first of all, he's right. And second of all, what do we apply value to? What types of things in our lives that we interact with on a daily basis or just have to deal with that we deemed valuable. We'll apply or associate that with value within our own lives, or not apply value to something that's basically useless. And it's amazing when you look around yourself, you see a lot of people, you know, what they apply value to. Okay, so back to Gary Vee. He was talking about when he was a kid, he would go to these yard sales, I don't know, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, he'd see these yard sales and he'd pick, he's a little younger than I, Gary Vee, he would pick these baseball cards. And basically these baseball cards, you know, he had a very sharp eye for them. He would take them home and document them and check them out, and he'd triple his money on these cards, you know. So who knows, you know, occasionally you'll get a couple hundred bucks for a baseball card. But how long in reality did that really last, that whole baseball card boom? You know, it didn't last a very long time because there's no true value in that paper with ink stamped to it. You know, very few times will you really find that. That's why in life you have to be very careful what you apply value to. That's kind of like the point I'm trying to get at. You have to be very careful what type of things you apply value to. Right, that Ken Griffey card is going to be valuable now, but if you get it, it's like a hot potato in your head. You better sell that shit, because who knows? You know, unless if it's a real legitimate, like, hard investment, you know, like something legit, you know, like a piece of art or something like that. You know, over time, that's just going to hold its value. So, let's see. I'm just going to put it on stop right now. So basically, in essence, what happened, this is us recording to MP3 number 2 from the park today. So just to know what part I'm up to. So this is, I had to stop for a second. So we apply value to a lot of these things, like these Ken Griffey cards and these Michael Jordan, you know, magazines or whatever. And, you know, sneakers, we put value to them. So, you know, you have to be very careful what you deem that is valuable to you and to your time, which two most important things to you is your time, basically. So as you start looking closer into this, like, I remember there was times when people would collect those rookie jerseys and the Beanie Babies and just all kind of baseball cards. It was a crazy time, you know. So as I started thinking about what people deemed valuable, I kind of just put a short list. And it's not like a big major list, but just the general thoughts as far as what, you know, what I deem to be valuable and what should be deemed valuable in life. So number one I put as, you know, as all things, as far as living life strategically, that is always try to slow down that inner dialogue, that inner voice that you have, and examine your inner voice to see what it's saying to you and which way it's trying to locate or conduct a locomotive train that is your life. That so you got to examine that inner voice, because what happens is that inner voice is running the choo-choo train of your life, you know, just subconsciously without you being aware of it. So try to examine what it's trying to tell you and what moves that voice, that inner voice is making, and slow that dialogue down so you can see which way your life is going. Okay, so the first thing that you have to look at is that inner voice, that inner dialogue. Number two is always look into your interactions with people. Look closely how what they say aligns with what they do. Because in many instances, you're going to have a person that's saying one thing, but what they're doing is completely different. So that person is something to be observed, because they're not really consistent with nature. They're saying one thing and they're completely doing something else. Of course, people BS one side to another, you know, opinions and those gray areas. But legitimately, if somebody professes to be a friend, but they're like stabbing you in the back, that's something that you really got to be observant of, because that's something that could really hurt your career or just create a really ugly situation in life in general. You know, so you have to be observant of those types of things when you interact with people. Number three, and this is really from the Hagakure, you know, the book of Hidden Leaves, that Japanese book for the samurais, Hagakure, amazing book. So in Hagakure, it says, always look for the little things. You know, the little changes, just the little things tell you a lot. And that is very true. I can't explain it completely. Like I said a couple of episodes back, you got to be able to connect the dots. This is kind of philosophy, you know. And now that I'm on the topic of philosophy, the guy that lately I've been getting, I love to change subjects, right? The guy that I've been listening to a lot on YouTube, he's amazing, is Seneca, Roman. You know, Roman, but he was a Stoic. So Seneca's pretty cool. Give him a check out on YouTube. So anyway. Well, you know, in the Hagakure states to always be careful and be observant of the little things, because that the little things, it tells you a lot. Okay, don't just look at what's being done, but look at how it's being done. That's going to tell you a lot. Okay, so that's number three. Number four is be observant of patterns and timings in life. I always say that one. That should be number one in everything. Be observant of patterns and timings in nature, not just in life, but in nature. Life is just seemingly your own life, but in nature, which is the big picture of everything. Okay, number five is have many lenses in your philosophical toolbox. You know, there's different, the way you view life and the way you think things happening in your life is through different lenses that we apply. You know, you're at a baseball game, you have your fun time lenses on. When you're, you know, in class, you have your study time lenses on. So there's many different lenses that we apply in life. So you have to understand the situation you're in demands a different lens, or maybe a combination of two different lenses to really understand what you're seeing, what's happening in front of you. So as life presents its challenges to you, you have to make sure that you select the right lens. You know, sometimes you're looking at a situation where it's some kind of financial stuff where some numbers have to be added up and just different things are happening in your life that you have to be very cold and calculated. You're going to want to put your stoic philosopher lens on and really examine it from that standpoint, because these are decisions that have to be made that are just cold and just numbers, you know. Let's say you want to go on vacation and you're trying to figure out what's the best island to go to or what you want to do, you know, you know. So back to that stoicism, you might want to put your Seneca lens on or your Marcus Aurelius lens or, you know, one of those just to be stoic about things. So that's the one lens looking at that. But if you want to go on vacation or do something like that, you might want to put on your Epicurus lens on, which is the philosopher Epicurus, who founded Epicureanism, which is to live to enjoy life and see the brighter side of all things. So it depends on what you have happening in front of you, because you have the more lenses that you have in your life, the more enjoyment you're getting out of your life, and the better you're going to be able to explain yourself and the situations that you're handling in life. It's very, very important. You know, enjoyment and serious time and work time, these are all very important to us. Just like I said, that lazy time when you sit around and just glaze off half asleep, you know, with YouTube blaring in the back. It's awesome. Awesome to do this shit once in a while. A couple of days here and there. Especially like on a cloudy day, it's nice to do. So let's see what else. Yeah, it's because, you know, there's going to be times, even in business, you're going to have a situation where something that's off in timing or just something that's not right and you're trying to figure it out with your client or something like that, and you might want to reach out for your metaphysical lens, you know, where something is not really explained to you ABC in front of you, but something you have to deduce from your environment and what's around you and from you just using your, as Terrence McKenna calls it, your instinct, he calls it, you know, Taoist movement, he calls it instinct, which is very true in a way. If you're looking at it from a Western lens, it is instinct, you know, but it's a lot more than that too. So you have that lens to look at it from. And then the other thing is you have to have the ability to see everything through every lens, have the ability to do that. You don't have to do it, but have the ability to do that. I don't know what that means, but it's important. You know, you have to shift and shake around and be able to make evaluations on the fly of things really, really quickly, you know? So, yeah, so back, those were just some random thoughts that I had. I would sit here and talk about television and things like that or different music that's happening, but I don't listen to music and I do listen to music like jazz and different stuff like that, reggae, different music, but I don't get all enmeshed with music. There can be weeks that I don't listen. Well, at least a week or two that I don't listen. I did see something funny, though. There's this guy, this rap dude, and he's got a cowboy hat on, and he's trying to do something with Billy Ray Cyrus. So Nas X or some shit. But this video was so fucking stupid. I mean, you know? I mean, I'm not crazy about the music. No, give me some old Wu-Tang or something like that. I like that. Or some Rolling Stones or some good old Puerto Rican music. Love it. But that's the stuff, a lot of the stuff they have coming out to now is pretty much not really that good, you know? So Jackson, my doggy over here is crying. She wants to go home. So these are different things that are happening, you know? These are different things that are going on around. Like I said, I've been pretty busy at work doing what I do. And just trying to find the most efficient way to just do different things that are put in front of me. because all things really demand a lot of time and attention, but it's easier said than done. It's something that you have to stay on top of it. It's really not an easy thing, and you have to get pleasure and joy out of what you do. So you got to try to find a way to keep it interesting. And if you're not happy with what you're doing and the career that you have, try to find out where your strengths are so you can get out of that situation that you're in and try to better it slowly, man. It could be just a slow move. You might get a promotion on your job, or you just might find yourself, you know, getting a little side job, selling, you know, wallpaper or some, you know, siding or something like that. But whatever it is, you might find some kind of good money out of it and start doing well with it. That's really what's important. So, yeah, like I said, I'm sitting here. I don't want to overrun. I know this is kind of running short as a podcast, but we're going to go with that. And I do want to thank you for listening.